Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Believe. I tell you, I've been there many a time. You know, we gave you the acronym for FEAR a few weeks ago. FEAR can mean forget everything and run, or face everything and rise. And you have the choice. Because it is. And I'm telling you, when you're running, you're counting on yourself. But when you're facing it, you're counting on Him. He says, for when I'm weak, then am I what? Strong. Turn it over to Him. So He says, whenever your trouble's on every side, yet you're not going to be distressed. People say, man, you're going through all that stuff and you're just cool. Well, if you think about a storm, God gave us the perfect example. Think about a hurricane. That thing is spinning around and around, but what is in the center of the hurricane? The eye. And that eye has what? Calm. You ever think about that? Even in a tornado, everything's spinning around, but right in the center is peace. He tells us that this stuff is going to be around us. But we as Christians have to focus on Him. So whenever we're going through these things, yeah, we might get on our pity party, but don't stay long. And then focus on Him because people are seeing you. And then you're going to finally realize, do you have faith to believe that He'll take you all the way? Or are you just playing games? It's easy to serve God when there's no trouble. Anybody can do that. You're not doing anything. But when that test comes, I'm telling you, it's tough. I've been through it. Going through it. There's storms come and go. They're going to come up and they're going to go. But God is strengthening our faith. I'm going on here. It says, we are perplexed, but not in despair. Perplexed. We don't know what's going on. I don't know what the Lord's doing. But you know what? I'm not going to be in despair. I will have hope, not in me, but in Him. Are you going to be perplexed? Yeah, we're going to be perplexed. We don't know what God's doing. But as Job said, yet, he said, though He slay me, yet will I trust Him. Continue to trust in Him. Here we go. Boy, this is so true. Persecuted, but not forsaken. If you live in this world and you serve the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the world is not going to like you. Look at Patrick McCrory. I'll tell you, I did vote for him. Yes, I did. He took a stand. But he was persecuted for that stand. Take a stand. He was persecuted. You will be persecuted. But guess what? He's not forsaken. God's not going to forget about him. So even though we're persecuted, God has not forgotten us. I tell you, that is good news. I tell you so many things whenever you take a stand for Christ. But the good news, here we go. I'm cast down, but not destroyed. I may be down, but I'm not out. You're still in the game. You're still in the fight. And God will raise you up to go on to fight another day. Satan may think he got you by the neck and his foot is on your throat. But God said, you're not destroyed. You're coming up. He's going to raise you up. Because the Bible already told him in Genesis that we're going to tread upon his head. So we are down and not destroyed. Here's another one. Psalms 34:19. Psalms 34:19. And I'm almost done. Oh, man. Good Lord. I'm telling you, I'm having a good time up here with this stuff. It says, many, not just one or two, many are the affliction of the righteous. Why us?
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.